This public radio podcast is supported by AMC Theater's weekday escape program, Big Movies, special weekday packages Monday through Thursday. You can find out more at amctheaters.com/weekday.
This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Bacher. James Pugh tells his students at Northern Illinois University that composing is like a muscle. If you don't use it, you'll lose it. So Pugh dabbles as a composer while spending most of his time touring the globe as a distinguished trombonist with groups like Steely Dan. That's one reason it's taken him some 35 years to finally release his first solo recording of three American trombone concertos, including one he wrote himself.
The most memorable thing to me is the fact that it happened at all. But to pull it off with an American orchestra, an American conductor, and not to be, you know, overly nationalistic or anything, but keep the whole thing sort of homegrown.
The concept for this recording, titled X Over Trombone, has been brewing for several years. The X Over idea refers to the fact that all three of these concertos reflect the influences of the popular music of their times. The recording opens with Nathaniel Shilkret's Concerto for Trombone and Orchestra. The piece was written for Tommy Dorsey in the 1940s. After its premiere, the concerto had few performances before it disappeared. With the help of a tenacious Scottish trombonist named Brian Free, James Pugh was able to reconstruct the score and the solo part. Pugh explains the significance of this work.
Just because historically, from a trombonist standpoint, the fact it was written for Tommy Dorsey, who was unquestionably probably the most famous trombone player ever. It makes it important. The fact it was written by Nathaniel Shilkret, who was one of the busiest, most prolific writers, record producers of that period. He's almost, when you look at what he did, he was almost sort of the Quincy Jones of his day.
The first movement sounds a bit like something Rachmaninoff might have written. The second movement has more of a Gershwin flavor. Pugh's favorite part is the third movement.
Probably the third movement is the most, certainly the most fun. It's sort of a polytonal boogie-woogie. It's probably the movement that most falls in with what you traditionally think of as Tommy Dorsey-esque kind of feeling and stuff.
This recording also features a trombone concerto by Jeff Tysick, who conducts the Colorado Symphony Orchestra on this new release. This recording project actually reunited Tysick and Pugh, who have known one another since their college days at the Eastman School of Music. Tysick is a composer and the music director of the Rochester Philharmonic. He wrote his trombone concerto for Mark Kellogg, their principal trombonist. This concerto has a world music flair with interesting percussion elements and multimeter rhythms. Pugh says the unusual scales and cross rhythms make this a really fun piece to play.
With both the Shilkret and Jeff's piece, is they're being written, even though Jeff is a brass player, but he's not a trombonist, so it's like he's not writing with a lot of those concerns about the instrument that a trombonist, i.e. me, might have when he's writing the piece. So it's like if there's something that's a little bit like not trombonistic 100%, it's like it's up to the soloist to figure out how to make that work. And so it makes, in some ways, makes those pieces a little more challenging and a lot of fun to work on.
James Pugh composed his own trombone concerto in 1992.
I was in my early 40s when I wrote it. As I was writing it now, I'd write the piece a lot easier.
Pugh is referring to the fast phrases he wrote for himself and the long-held high F-sharp he has to play as the final note.
The first time we did it, well, no, actually the second time I did it, I played it with Maren Alsop conducting when she used to conduct the Eugene Symphony Orchestra, and we did it out there. When I got the parts back, and one of the percussion parts, right at the end, there's like a fermata, which is a hold on a rest, and right on that they wrote to cue themselves. They'd written money note. I thought that was sort of cute.
Pugh's beautiful singing tone is one reason that high note works so well for him. Add to that his amazing technique, and you're in for a very special listening experience. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.